From today, you can put soft plastic packaging into your recycling bin. Up to now, only rigid plastic could go in with your mixed dry recycling into the green bin. It's down to advances in technology at Irish recycling facilities. And here to tell us more is Repack CEO Seamus Clancy. A very good afternoon to you, Mr. Clancy. Welcome to the programme. So let's be clear at the outset. What can people now put into the green bin, into their recycling that they couldn't before?
Well, today is a significant step in the recycling of waste plastic packaging in Ireland. Heretofore, almost 160,000 tonnes was going to waste to energy, really good plastics. So from today, Irish consumers can put all plastics, both soft and rigid, in their recycling bin, provided it's clean, dry and loose. The other important thing is here for the Irish consumer, it's going to eliminate the confusion that has existed over the different types of plastics. For instance, you can take your toilet roll wrapper, that's recyclable, your pasta bag, your bread. And like if you go to mywaste.ie or repack.ie, you'll see the full list of everything that's recyclable. And this has all come about through advances in technology in particular. We have now optical separators in all the waste facilities in the country. Also air separators. This has actually brought in a huge advancement.
So these soft plastics needs to be separated, is that right, from the yes. hard material?
Yes, that's exactly what
it's
happens.
It's a different process.
It's a different process, but it's also based on optical separators using a refraction process. They also use air separators that can use based on density. Mm. Along with that, but all the waste industry had to put significant investment to make that happen. Since 2017, there's been huge advances.
And will that be done here? Because we know that large amounts of our recycling waste has been and continues to be exported, isn't that right?
Well, in relation to plastic, that is not the case, Brian. At the moment, we send plastic for recycling, but the majority of plastic is going for waste to energy because we want to control the end destinations and to make sure it's environmentally sound end destinations. That's why, along with the technology changes, we're seeing big changes as well in relation to the design of packaging. Under new EU law, all packaging plastic packaging will have to be recycled by 2030. That's a huge step change as well. And it also requires all producers to make sure that happens. If they don't, and we've already implemented here, the first in Europe, you will be punitively charged for not doing the right thing.
So up to this then, we've been incinerating soft plastic, waste to energy, as you say. And from now on, those soft plastics will be recycled. Is the capacity here to recycle the amounts we're producing?
Currently, there isn't the full capacity, but there's already one plant that's up and running. A second has finished the planning. There's two other plants being considered.
So some will have to go abroad?
Some will still have to go abroad.
How much would you say?
At this, in relation to this, to hit the overall recycling targets that we need, we expect by 2025 that will be reduced significantly. But if, as the alternative, we will make sure the traceability of that plastic remains in Ireland as a fossil fuel replacement used in cement kilns.
Sorry, I'm still not clear. Will there be a quantity of this soft plastic now sent for recycling that will go abroad? And if
yes,
so, how much?
It will continue to do so.
And what proportion would you say?
Probably around 50% in total.
So we're only able to recycle half the amount of soft plastic we dispose of?
That is correct, and that is the same right throughout Europe. The European Commission promised to quadruple facilities and infrastructure by 2025. And Europe at the moment continues to be a laggard in that, and everybody has to step up to the plate.
I suppose one solution is less packaging, less of this material produced in the first place.
Absolutely.
And are we doing enough to achieve that?
Well, we're not, and we have to do a lot more. We first of all have to eliminate unnecessary packaging. We also have to reduce what we're using, and that also is in relation to consumption. But also, if you take, we have 140 of the biggest producers in Ireland now signed up to the Plastic Pledge to take on board that very point that you've just made.
We'll leave it there. Seamus Clancy, CEO of Repack, thank you very much for talking to us here on the News at One.